Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We are continuing to bring you coverage as we see it. After the election, there's been an earthquake. There's been an earthquake in social media. We talked to the Parler CEO just a couple days ago. I wanted to bring on the Rumble CEO because it seems like the only place where conservatives and Republicans or people who don't want to be censored in the United States of America, the only place we can go on the net is to Parler and Rumble. And I think millions of Americans have seen that too. We've had on the Rumble CEO months ago when I noticed that on YouTube, people weren't able to find my channel. I actually reached out to Rumble because it was one of the companies that was out there. And I said, hey, I just want to make sure that if people search for my name, that my podcast and my information is actually going to show up. Rumble actually does not censor. I reached out. We had Chris, the CEO of Parler. We had Chris on. Chris Pavlovsky on, I don't know, what was it, Chris, about 3 months ago. But we've got him back on. Chris, there's been an earthquake. I mean, we're like the last 10 days have been crazy for you. I've even seen your app as one of the top apps in the App Store. Congratulations. Tell us what's going on. Why are you growing? How are you growing? What do you see next?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, congratulations on your win in California. That's good to see. So what we've seen after the election has been nothing but crazy. This last week, you know, multiple times, I think we had some close calls. We didn't see any downtime, but we definitely had some close calls.
So people understand that, Chris, that's because you had so many users on the platform.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an explosion of users on the consumer end. So we've had growth like we haven't seen ever in the history of our company. And it specifically, I would say, happened a couple days after the election. It didn't happen like right after the election, but a couple days on the weekend, the past weekend that happened on Saturday, we saw a big explosion followed by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I think yesterday, for the first time, we were number one in the App Store and social for Google, not on the iOS, but on the Google Play Store. So that was cool to see that we've taken the number one spot. I think Parler's been up there for the longest time, and we just traded places the other day, yesterday or this morning. So that's it's been exciting. It's been nothing short of exciting. It's fun. We're really seeing a real movement. That's how I call it. I think that we're in the middle of a major movement happening, and Rumble is one of those platforms that everyone's choosing to go to.
And so I get this all the time on Parler. I talk about Rumble. Go to Rumble, and you get people that say, "What is Rumble? I can't find the app. What is it?" I mean, the bottom line is, simply put, Rumble is the replacement for YouTube. It's a place to go watch videos. But that's like dumb me. That's not a tech guy. Chris, how do you describe it?
Yeah, so what the best way to look at Rumble is it's more than just a video sharing platform. It's a platform that can help you really manage your content in a way that YouTube can't. You know, we offer multiple different licensing options rather than YouTube's only single licensing option, and it puts an emphasis on the smaller creator, on the creators that aren't, you know, huge entities or media organizations, just regular people like myself and yourself that want to upload their content and upload their podcast and grow. And I think a perfect example, and I keep citing it, is you. You joined our platform in late July, if I remember correctly, and you had about 7,000 subscribers on YouTube at the time. And then fast forward to November 2020, and you have about 9,000-10,000 subscribers on YouTube, and you went from zero to what, 175,000? Is it now 200,000? I'm not even sure. I can't keep up.
Well, we're trying to get there. The more people that are listening to my podcast, if you're watching this, well, we're not even going to post on YouTube anymore, by the way. It's such a waste of time. But if you're listening and you want to watch the video version, make sure you go to Rumble. And you can just go to rumble.com and just type in my name. The other question I've had though, Chris, is the app. And there's been some confusion on the app because you have an app that's because you're for these small creators to go on and be able to monetize their product. But how about the users? Should they go and download the app and get the feed and then subscribe to people?
Yeah. So right now we have two apps, and it's intentional because we're growing so quickly right now. Combining these two apps would cause us a big problem. If there's too many uploads that happen onto Rumble too quickly, we might not be able to sustain that. So we're trying to cope with the growth that we're seeing right now. But right now, there's the app where you can consume videos. You have your feed. It's pretty simple. You subscribe to the channels that you like and you watch. Within that app, you have another discovery tool, which we call the Rumble, where you can just fly through different videos and find new people to connect with and new people to follow. This is unique. We call this the Rumble. It's essentially a video battle, and the videos you like, you swipe right. The videos you don't like, you swipe left. And it's a way to discover new content. So that's allowing a lot of people to find your channel. It's building your subscriber bases faster than it would on YouTube. It's a real neat feature that we have that's really kind of, you know, accelerating the growth for the little creator within our app. And then the second app is the camera, where you upload and you send your content into Rumble for people to watch. So eventually the idea is to combine these two applications, the camera and the watching app. But at this point, we're keeping them separate because if we had everybody on the Rumble app uploading videos today, I don't think we'd be up tonight.
Well, that's both good and bad news. So the bottom line is, describe for the listeners out there, because most likely if you're watching this on video, you're already on Rumble. But describe that app that they should go and download. How do they identify the proper app?
Yeah, so the app that you're looking for, and I hear a lot of confusion with users mixing us up with other apps that aren't ours. There's one app, and it's called Rumble. That's it. The title is Rumble. It's got the green Rumble logo on a white background. That's the one you want to look for both in the iOS store and in the Google Play store. And then we also have the apps on Roku and Android TV and Amazon Fire TV. So you can now watch the content that you have that you want to watch on your TV sets. You can also cast from the app as well too if you use Chromecast.
So it's a little, so for the audio listeners out there, it's a little light green, kind of lime green with white, and it's Rumble. That's where you find it on iTunes, right?
Yep, and on Google Play Store.
So obviously you've grown a lot. What can you tell us about that data? I mean, obviously, you know, I'm nearing 200,000 subscribers. I don't know what Dan Bongino's at, but you've created another little nice location for podcasts. And how do you foresee this growth moving in the future? You're going to have more and more content, more and more creators that have come over. I think just this week you've had a few additional creators. Maybe walk us through some of the new creators that you have on, the new content, and how people can go to find those podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of podcasts join our platform lately. It seems to be that is definitely a category in which we're really excelling in and really delivering on. We had just yesterday the Charlie Kirk Show join on with his podcast, among many, many creators that are coming onto our platform. I can't even keep up with everyone that's been joining, but if you follow my Parler feed, I announce them as they come, so you can see how many.
And on Parler, they can find you at Chris Rumble, right?
Correct,
Chris Rumble.
Chris Rumble on Parler, and it's unbelievable the growth that we're seeing on Parler. I can't even believe it. I posted actually a day ago, two days ago, the number one referral to Rumble for the very first time. This is significant. It is so significant. Every media company needs to take notice. Every news organization needs to take notice, because this is a big deal. This isn't some fringe platform. This isn't a far right platform. This is now mainstream. When Parler can send more traffic to Rumble than both Twitter and Facebook combined. This is a really big deal, and everyone needs to take notice.
So I echoed that on Parler.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure everybody understands that. So 3 or 4 days ago, the website, the traffic that comes to Rumble, the Parler traffic was more than the Facebook and Twitter traffic combined. Is that correct?
Hey, you can even add Google search in there because we don't get any Google search traffic, but you can add them as
so,
well.
So, well, my listeners know, but if you're a new listener, don't use Google because they just censor the hell out of anything. You're only getting left-wing content. So all three of those combined, you're getting more traffic off of Parler.
Yeah, and I cannot emphasize how big of a deal that is. I would never have thought that would have happened. It happened so quickly. It literally happened overnight. And once that word spreads and more people and more companies hear of that, they're going to be investing themselves in building their profiles on Parler before they invest in Facebook. Why would you invest in Facebook right now to build your profile and your audience? You know that it's just going to continue to get worse. Whereas with Parler, you know it's going to continue to get better.
Well, what I look at with Parler, it looks like about one out of every seven voters that voted for Donald Trump are now on Parler. Before that, there were several million followers, but I think now there's over 10 million people that have subscribed to Parler. There's going to be updates. I think it's going to be even better. But that's kind of led to your increase also. It was adding these podcasts that came over that, so you had more additional content. But I think it's really, Chris, it's because they can now find you. I don't think anybody could find you if you were just in the usual spot. So God only knows, some tech tyrant knows at Google and Twitter and Facebook what they were doing. But essentially, they were blocking. People were posting your stuff, but somehow that was getting blocked and they weren't getting sent over to you. So that's why you got to get off of these platforms so that you can go into the town square, into the public square, and find real content that's not being censored by some left-wing group or some, woke group out there.
Yeah, that's really important as well. When you think about it, we've been around since 2013. And I would say, one of the verticals of content that we've done better than anybody else at is probably cute dogs and animals and viral content in the last 7 years. But you could not find our content on Google if you tried. You would never land on rumble.com, no matter what you did. I think it was Dan Bongino did on his show. He showed an example. If you type in dog videos on Rumble, you don't find Rumble. It's going to send you to YouTube videos. And it shows you so clearly what's happening out there. And, what's the answer to that? I'm not sure, but I can tell you for sure it impacts our business in a massive way. People cannot find us no matter what you do. You can put that word on Rumble to try to find it on Rumble and you're still not going to find it. And I'm sure that happened to your podcast. I'm sure that happens to everybody. It happens across the spectrum. We're talking about dog videos. We're not even talking about politics.
It used to be on my podcast on Rumble, watch on YouTube. I actually, from the time I started it to the time I quit posting there, I actually went down in number of views. But with Rumble, I continue to climb every week. Every week I climb. I mean, some get, some of these get, tens of thousands of views within just a matter of just a day or two. But now we're talking instead of like single digits, thousands, we're now talking tens of thousands. And my guess is that that's been happening to every conservative, every Republican, anyone who disagrees, who's not mainstream media, because of this funnel activity that I've described, that I described in my book that people have read. These companies are funneling into you. They're poisoning your mind, your children's mind, your grandparents' minds. And that's why this has to stop. And I think it has stopped, right? I mean, when you have one out of every seven Trump voters, at least, on Parler, and now Rumble is getting, just double-digit growth. Like, what can you tell us? How would you describe the growth that you've seen if you went, say, the a few days before the election to now? How would you describe that growth?
Hey, we've certainly doubled. And I would venture to say since the election, in terms of streaming itself, like the amount of consumption that's happening, you're looking at about a 500% to 1,000% growth in 2 weeks on the consumption side. User side, we're probably going to post about 100 million unique users. So, and this is one of the things about Rumble. We were quite big prior to the election, and people might not have known that, but we did have a large footprint on Rumble, not as a registered user, but on the consumption side of finding a video of Rumbles, etc., viewing a video of Rumbles, etc. But in terms of usership and usership consumption on Rumble and video consumption on Rumble since the election, you're talking about 500 to 1,000% growth in 2 weeks.
That's just simply incredible.
I can't believe we're still up right now. We haven't gone down. That's been a huge accomplishment for us.
Well, that's part of growing pains, and Parler's had the same thing. I had to cover this the other day. A lot of people thought they were being censored by Parler. The reason that some of this was slow was because so many people were joining. Millions and millions of Americans were joining. So if something happens to Rumble, don't get worried. They'll get back up. They'll get it fixed. But so far, so good. So
Chris, to their credit, I want to say, like, they've had, I would say, more growth than we have. And had we had that growth, we would have experienced something similar, in my opinion. So to their credit, they got up pretty fast. They're running smooth right now. So it's something that everyone will experience when you experience this type of growth. I remember the whale on Twitter showing up all the time in their early days because they couldn't load their feed. So this is something that happens across the board.
Well, that's a good thing, because finally people are experiencing freedom for the first time. It's what I experienced back in June, and then back in June when I joined Parler kind of on a full-time basis, and Rumble then later in July, August when I started posting. It's like you can breathe. It's like, wow, this is like the public square. People can find you. You can actually send something out and they can go and watch what you want to, what the messaging that you want to get out to people about whatever it is that that you want people to hear about. It's been, very refreshing for me, especially, for so many years, not understanding what was actually happening, how we were being suppressed, how we were being shadow banned as conservatives. So, Chris, you have a company, you're not worried about politics, so to speak. And I want to make sure that's clear. I mean, like you said, you have a lot of private companies that use you to store their video products. You had kind of a growing business and kind of the small little cute animal things. But now, obviously, this podcast deal is huge for you. And I'm sure that's where you're getting a lot of your growth. And of course, Parler's sending a lot of people to you because nobody trusts YouTube. But just in closing here, what are your next steps? If you don't give up any trade secrets, but what are you looking to improve upon? And what do you want our listeners and audience to know to look forward to from Rumble?
Yeah, there's definitely some areas we definitely need to improve. One of the things that I do dearly is I look at everybody's comments. I look at everybody's reviews. It's one of the things I really put a lot of time into, is trying to understand the customer and what they want. And one of the things that I think we're seeing, and a trend that we're seeing, is we're seeing a lot of TV consumption, a lot of OTT consumption. People want to watch Devin's podcast on their TVs. They want to watch it through Roku, through Amazon Fire, Android TV, Apple TV. So we're going to invest heavily into the OTT infrastructure and providing a really good app across every single television device out there, so that everybody can grab their podcasts, get their subscriptions within their TV, and have their own channel listings basically in their own TV. Right now, it's kind of just a search and just a homepage listing. We're going to be upgrading that so that your accounts are completely tied to the TV and you have your own channel listings, and everyone is there as if it's like your own cable listing, but your own Rumble channel listings on your television. So we're going to invest heavily into that.
And when will that, when can people look for that?
We're done a lot of the front end work on that. We're still working on the back end work. I think you're going to see that in the next 60 days, hopefully sooner, before the new year. You should be able to integrate your accounts with your televisions pretty soon, within 60 days. And that also is going to include AirPlay. I think we support AirPlay on some devices right now, not all devices. Chromecast we support on all devices. on the app. So you can cast and beam the podcast straight to your TV. The another feature that we just rolled out is there's a little car button on your app. When you're listening to, let's say you're listening to Devin's podcast and you want to turn off the phone and just put your headphones on, or you want to listen to it while you're in the car and just turn off your phone, just press the car button and then you can turn off your phone and the podcast will continue to play through your speakers or your Bluetooth or whatever it is. So that's what that car button means. I know a lot of people were asking for this feature. And I know YouTube doesn't have it, so it's something that we have that they don't have that we just recently released.
Well, it's exciting stuff, Chris. I better let you get back to work because you got to make sure that Rumble stays up and alive. We don't want you to, you know, to experience any outages. But I just want to say congratulations to you. It's amazing what's happened here, and thank you to for providing myself and others a place to take our content to. Where we're not going to be censored by the and brazen tech oligarchs that are just trying to get more and more control over the American people and over the globe. It needs to end now. We can't do it without things like Rumble.com and Parler. So thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for being on again. We'll have to have you back on when you get these new upgrades.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Devin. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, guys, it's Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We've started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard working family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we kept our American faith.
We're already half the way there.
We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.